Welcome to Daily Rosary Meditations with Dr. Mike Scherslick, where you learn how to meditate and establish a daily habit of prayer while discovering the truths of the Catholic faith. Is there someone you know that could benefit from daily prayer? Share this meditation with them.
Welcome to episode 9 in our series on marriage, love, and sexuality. This is a follow-up meditation to contraception and natural family planning. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Now, we need to once again establish our foundational principle that marital sexual love is designed by God to be the body language that expresses divine love. Recall that the love of God is comprised of three things. It's a free and total gift of self, a gift that results in a permanent union of persons, and from which another divine person springs forth. So, in marital relations, we're saying through our bodies, I am giving a free and total gift of myself to you, and I'm giving a permanent, indissoluble gift of self, and this gift is ordered to new life. To say anything less or different with our bodies in the act of intercourse then would be a lie and not love and therefore use, because it wouldn't reflect the love of God. So again, to have sex is to say with our body, I give myself freely and totally to you. I give myself permanently and indissolubly to you, and I'm giving myself to you in such a way that's ordered to new life. But if we don't mean what we are saying with our body, then we're lying. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Okay, we need to define contraception. Contraception is an intentionally sterilized act of intercourse that changes the action so that it is not a total gift of self. One's fertility is held back. And it's not unitive because we're not giving a total gift of self, which diminishes the union, which makes it an act of use. And it's not ordered to new life. Therefore, contraceptive sex is a lie because we're saying one thing with our body, yet we mean something else. Contraceptive sex does not image the love of God. So, are we saying that couples who use contraception don't love each other? No, they may love each other in many authentic ways, but an act of contraceptive sex is not an act of authentic love. It's not a reflection of the love of the Trinity. And love is not arbitrary. It's not whatever we want it to be, and it's not merely an intense feeling or the sharing of pleasure. Marital love is designed to be an image of the love of God. And love is to give ourselves away freely, totally, faithfully, permanently, and fruitfully in imitation of Christ. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins,
save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So, what the heck is a couple supposed to do? Is everyone supposed to have 20 kids? Let me establish a principle. When I speak, I must speak the truth. I can never lie. But I do not always have to speak. Sometimes it's better to remain silent. Is refusing to speak or remaining silent and lying the same action? No, they are different actions completely. Contraceptive sex is always lying. Abstinence or refraining from sex is just refusing to speak. It's to remain silent. Contraceptive sex is an evil action. Abstinence is a good action. Now, there are legitimate reasons to postpone pregnancy or even not to have another baby at all. There are legitimate reasons tied to age, or physical, mental, or emotional health, or the needs of the immediate or extended family. So there are legitimate reasons to postpone, but there are also illegitimate, bad reasons, sinful, selfish reasons to choose not to have children. But if a couple had a just reason to postpone children, what could they do? Well, every time a couple chooses to have sex, they must speak the truth with their body. That is, they must be faithful to the God-given meaning of sex. However, couples aren't always obligated to have sex. There are lots of occasions when a couple might want to have sex but have a good reason not to. Maybe one or other spouse is sick. Maybe the wife just gave birth. There are good reasons not to have sex, even if they may want to. If a couple had a just reason not to have another baby, and if they were firm in their resolve to speak the truth with their bodies, then the only thing that they could do would be to exercise their freedom and self-control and abstain from sex. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So am I saying that a couple who needs to avoid pregnancy would have to abstain from sex until menopause? No. But to understand this, we have to understand the three parts of a good action. The act itself, what you are doing, the intention, why you are doing it, and the circumstances. All three have to be good for the act to be good. Now, sex within marriage, it's a good action. However, contracepted sex is an evil action. And no intention and no circumstance can justify doing an evil action. Now, God designed women so that they are not always fertile. In fact, the majority of the time, she's infertile. If a couple chose not to have sex on a fertile day, have they committed an evil action? No. Choosing not to have sex is not an evil action. If a couple chose to have sex on a non-fertile day, have they committed an evil action? No. The act of intercourse is a total gift of self ordered to new life. They haven't changed anything in the action. Their intention is to express their love. The only thing that's changed is the circumstances. But the circumstances aren't evil. God made the circumstances. A woman is fertile for only a small part of the time. Most of the time infertile. God made those circumstances. If pregnancy doesn't result, it wouldn't be because they sterilized the act of intercourse. It's because God chose not to bring new life into the world as evidenced by the way he designed the wife's body. This is the principle of natural family planning. And couples who have been properly trained in modern methods of NFP can determine the fertility time of the wife's cycle with 99% accuracy. That's why it's used to actually help you get pregnant. So if they have a good reason to avoid pregnancy and they choose to abstain from intercourse during the fertile time, if they choose to remain silent rather than speak the language of God's love through their body, and the fact that pregnancy doesn't result from these acts of intercourse, it's a result of God's design of the woman rather than their sterilizing the act of intercourse. The act of intercourse is still ordered to new life. Their intention is still to express their love. It's only the circumstances that have changed, and the circumstances aren't bad. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Don't couples using NFP and those using contraception have the same goal, to avoid pregnancy? Well, yes, they may have the same goal, to avoid pregnancy for good reasons, but the action by which they achieve their common goal is very different. Abstinence is a good action. Contracepted sex is always an evil action. These are different actions altogether, and a good end never justifies using an evil means, an evil action. Let me give you an example. Imagine two students who have the goal of good grades. One studies, the other cheats. Both have the same goal. Studying is a good means, cheating is an evil means. Abstinence is a good action. Contraception is always an evil action, and a good end never justifies and evil means. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in
battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hey, just want to remind you that tonight we are in Baltimore, so come and join us for Friendship, Good Conversation, and the Rosary, and then Sunday morning in Central Park. You can find all the information at our website, schooloffaith.com, or on the app at events. So, Teresa, what did this cause you to think about?
As always, I have to preface my answer by saying that it doesn't directly apply to me, but I have so many friends that are getting engaged, or they're already engaged, going through marriage prep, even friends that are recently married and going through all of this, and I get to be a part of those conversations and hear all of the wisdom that has been imparted to them. But it made me really, really grateful just for our faith in general and the Catholic Church and the fact that we require marriage prep, because I've talked to couples who were like, we don't need marriage prep, like that we know everything, we're pretty prepared, but still going through it, and especially certain people are just going through marriage prep with married Catholic couples, and it's such a wealth of knowledge that we have access to, and we're very lucky, because many people, especially like in the secular world, they just get married, they have no idea what they're getting into, they don't have a community around them telling them or just giving them advice to ask questions about, to have conversations with. And although all of this might seem like a lot, it's so helpful to talk about and have actual answers that is all backed up in theology. I don't know how people can possibly approach marriage without marriage prep and without theology of the body.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think about two things with marriage prep. There's remote and proximate.
Mm-hmm.
the marriage prep you're talking about is 6 months before a wedding.
Yeah.
You have to go through marriage prep. That's the proximate. But we have to develop a culture of remote marriage prep that mm-hmm. you're preparing a little kid their whole growing up for their vocation.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, by the way, the parents live their life. That's all marriage prep.
Mm-hmm.
And especially by families coming together and sharing life often.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the greatest marriage prep right now is that we come together as an extended family every Sunday
mm-hmm.
where we have your nieces. You don't have any nieces
I don't
yet.
Have, I your have nephews. No nieces, all nephews. Do you have something to tell me?
No. Your nephews, and then you and your brother and both your brothers and their fiancés.
Mm-hmm.
So, and your grandparents.
Yeah.
So, four generations,
mm-hmm.
and we share life together.
Yeah, I'm not lacking an example in any regard.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
Sharing life together with multiple generations is the best remote marriage prep.
Although I will say, I feel so incredibly singled out in the most literal sense. I am the only single person in our family. Have you realized that?
Well, for our audience out there, I just want to let you know that Teresa and I have discussed this, and she is all in favor of an arranged marriage. So if you would like to submit potential candidates, you
can. Oh no, this is the worst form of like a dating app. Oh no, it's like this is actually going back to like putting an ad in the newspaper.
I actually have parameters on our website.
You can go to schooloffaith.com and there's a little tab where you can submit an application.
Click on the parameters for Teresa's future husband and submit an application.
You've got to like hockey and metal. That's all. It's just that.
I think we could find, but I want them to be rich.
You want that. Well, we just talked about that. It's not the priority. God will provide, but I'm not looking for money. I'm looking for hockey and metal.
Well, let's all take back Sundays and do whatever we can to get our extended family together.
Yeah.
So that we can really delight in family life. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. And don't forget to submit your application for Teresa's husband. Share this with others.